Senator Elizabeth Warren and Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley condemn the Trump administration's decision to end TPS for Haitians. The Trump administration's decision to terminate temporary protected status, TPS, for Haitians has sparked outrage among lawmakers and immigrant rights advocates, who argue that the move puts thousands of lives at risk. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMAS, and Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, DMAS, have both issued strong statements condemning the decision and urging the administration to reverse course immediately. Senator Warren did not hold back in her criticism of this policy shift, calling it shameful. She emphasized that Haitians with TPS are here legally after fleeing unimaginable violence and instability. According to Warren, these individuals have built their lives in the United States, contributing to their communities and local economies. These individuals have legal status and are actively contributing to our communities, something I've seen firsthand in Massachusetts, she stated. She further warned that revoking TPS will harm up to 500,000 of our neighbors and devastate communities. Warren called on President Trump to uphold the country's commitment to those who have sought refuge under TPS, asserting that the United States made a promise to these families, and the president must honor that promise and reverse this decision immediately. Congresswoman Pressley echoed Warren's sentiments, emphasizing the dire situation in Haiti. She pointed out that the country is currently facing unspeakable violence and a horrific humanitarian, political, and economic crisis. Given these conditions, Pressley described the Trump administration's decision as a death sentence for more than 500,000 Haitians living in the United States. Pressley highlighted the contributions of Haitian immigrants, stating that Haitians who have lived in the United States for up to 15 years, raised children, started businesses, and contributed to their communities are now at risk of deportation for no reason other than being Haitian. She urged the administration to prioritize human lives and take steps to bring stability and safety to Haiti, rather than throwing vulnerable people into harm's way. Pressley's statement concluded with a direct plea to the Trump administration. We urge the Trump administration to immediately reverse this cruel and callous decision. The decision to end TPS for Haitians has been met with widespread criticism, particularly in states like Massachusetts, home to a significant Haitian-American population. Immigrant rights advocates argue that forcing Haitian nationals to return to a country still plagued by political instability, gang violence, and economic hardship is both inhumane and dangerous. As the Trump administration continues its hardline stance on immigration, Warren and Pressley's statements serve as a call to action for lawmakers and communities to push back against policies that leave thousands of families in limbo. The future of TPS for Haitians remains uncertain, but the fight to protect those affected is far from over.